Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being blessed. Looking at part of the Beatitudes, we'll wrap it up next week actually, but as God defines who is blessed, as He defines how we're blessed in the midst of, well, things and circumstances we don't always feel are blessings. We don't always even see how a blessing can come out of it. And He describes a variety of people who are blessed because He speaks that blessing over them. He promises them a better outcome than they probably ever imagined. It's fascinating that Jesus began this time of teaching, what we call the Sermon on the Mount, by proclaiming blessing. And today, I want to wrap up this week's portion of being blessed, talking and praying about blessed are the pure in heart. As I mentioned Sunday, we tend to like purity in a lot of things. And then other things, we don't care so much. I like purity in my food, in my water, in the things that ought to be clean. But purity of heart is, well, a bit elusive. You may desire it, but we look at our own heart and we think, if only. But the great news that God proclaims is that the pure in heart are blessed, not because the perfect. Blessed, He doesn't say blessed are the pure in heart because they've got everything right. He says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. As I've mentioned in numerous teachings, because it's an important truth to be reminded of and to remember that God says, from wherever we're at, we'll seek Him. And we'll find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. That purity of heart is something that, well, we do have to desire. We do have to be involved in. But it's done by God. And it's our seeking of God, our desiring of God. As we already talked about this week, our hunger and thirst for righteousness. And so we continually ask God to purify our heart, to make right our motives, our attitudes. When I think of this blessing, I think of King David, who the Bible describes as a man after God's own heart. And yet, He's also a man, human like us. He not only had heart thoughts of lust and envy and revenge and all kinds of things, he well, at times acted on them. He sinned. And as much as I would like purity of heart to equate to no sin, that doesn't happen in this body, this flesh, this world. And when God says he examines, he considers the heart, when people, when we ourselves look at the outside, and we notice an outside that isn't pure, we notice it in ourselves, we notice it in others, and we're tempted to pass judgment. Sometimes we pass judgment on ourselves. And God says, that's not the part I'm looking at. I'm still working on the heart, and as I work on the heart, the outside stuff changes. And so we seek God's help to cleanse us, to purify us, to make us more and more like Jesus. And in that seeking of God with a whole heart, a pure heart, he says, we'll find him. We'll see God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to live as those who have a pure heart. Because you, by your Spirit, through the blood of Jesus, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You take the unclean heart, you put within us a pure heart, a heart that desires you above all else. So God, today, as we live and especially when we live in a way that the outside doesn't look as clean as we want it to, may we not give up, but may we consider if there's inside changes that need to be made. May we consider the purity of our heart and how it affects what the outside looks like. But God, may we work on that purity of heart. Not that we accomplish it, but we turn it over to you and we ask for it to be cleansed, to be made right. And out of that pure heart, may we see our outside change through the work of your Spirit, the cleansing that comes from your Son. Through our obedience to what you say. God, as we desire to seek you, to find you, thank you for the promise that as you purify our heart, we will see you. God, as we choose your work in our life. May we lift up Jesus as the one that makes all of it possible, so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.